mental. It's Nerdcore Central.
What's going on, people? Welcome to the Nerdcore Central podcast. It is your boy, Is That Frost, back at it again with my co-host.
What's poppin', y'all? Professor Curl up in this bitch, hitting harmonies and melody. We got Bass Olaf, and it's episode 11.
That's me.
You know why we put Olaf on episode 11? I'm gonna hit you with the door of the explorer. I'm gonna say the question, then I'm gonna stop dramatically.
Okay.
Do you know why we put Olaf on episode 11? Motherfucker, is he number one twice, bitch? Get that shit straight.
Oh my god.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. It was completely planned. We planned this from the beginning.
From episode one, we planned
it. We planned it.
We out here light Yagami with the planning, okay? Schemes. We LaLouche with them.
Take a potato chip and eat it. That much planning.
Yes, I definitely just use One Winged Angel and light Yagami.
It works. Potato chip. It definitely works.
And I think, honestly, it's the crossover we always needed. Zach Boucher, make this a song. Rap. I want Zach Boucher to drop a potato chip rap over the One Winged Angel beat.
But the thing is,
why don't we do it? Why don't the three of us do it?
Why not? I got a beat ready right now.
Next EP, easy.
Let's go. I'll be, you know what we can do is we can actually eat chips and like have the crunch down.
Be the percussion, the drums.
I'll be honest.
Fucking snare being the crunch.
I replaced my 808s with Lays.
You use the rustling of sun chips as the hi-hats. <I was gonna say. laughs> Actually, you know what? Perfect. First question, Olaf. You have an in-home theater. You live in a billion-dollar mansion. It's you, all the homies, right? We pull up. We fly in private jets, okay? We're going to watch the Jujutsu Kaisen prequel movie together, right?
Oh, shit. Okay.
You got a chef on deck.
Okay.
He opens a door.
Okay.
All the snacks. What you copping for the movie?
Yeah,
what's your snack? What's your...
He wasn't ready. I mean, you took it from like all the way over here.
And
all
I got
the way to here, but then you brought it back. You brought it back.
You was like, billion-dollar mansion, what snacks are you watching?
I was confused. I was like, where the fuck is... Are we going to ask, like, what's my favorite movie? Or are you going to ask,
It was like a word problem in math where they distract you with all the unnecessary information when really the question was just like over here the whole time. Like, none of that beginning should actually matter.
Steve got 12 dishes of soap. What's 1 + 1?
Oh, well, we got to start with the 12.
You got to raise to the power of soap and then do the reverse fucking integral of dishwater. Then you got to cover the electrical bill because that's just fucking absurd.
You got to.
And then you think about like the fucking the equation. You have to fill out the equation anyway to answer your question. Basic as fuck, right? But popcorn.
Okay.
Okay.
You could see over there. I'm not sure if you can like fully see.
I can.
There's a packet of popcorn over there, literally waiting
for me. I can see it. Wow. So you are, no pun intended, you are bread and butter when it comes to your popcorn. You are Old Testament loyal.
Bro, if to be honest, if there was anything I could add to the popcorn though.
Oh, like melted cheddar kind of?
Hell yeah. Uh-huh. Cheddar, mozzarella, oh bro, we twisting the fucking popcorn, baby.
You gotta visit. We gotta spend a week together. You gonna understand how we do snacks in Brooklyn. You gonna learn about some snack foods. You gonna be like, y'all some crackheads out there. That's what you're gonna learn. I'm gonna show you some of the shit I do for snacks, and you gonna be like, what PC riddled motherfucker? How did you? You put it in the what? What did you do to the Frosted Flakes? You did more than add milk.
Oh my god. yo, cereal with fucking Bailey's though. Don't try it. Fuck me, is it good?
Nah. See, here's the thing. You make a cereal milkshake and add Bailey's. That shit, gas.
Y'all are on some other shit. This is not in my repertoire of foods or drinks. I don't know what you would call that.
I got
cocktails.
All four of my wisdom teeth, all right? I got all four of my wisdom teeth, except they're not about wisdom. They're all sweet tooths. I am a maniac when it comes to sweets. It's bad.
Okay. It didn't sound very wise.
I love it. I limit all of my sugar. Like, I limit how much snacks and like candy I have in my house because I am just like, I should get a cup of water. Grabs a cup of water, comes back with a fucking 8-pack of Oreos. Like, what are you doing? Don't worry about it. 2 minutes later, it's like, did that Pop-Tarts that you just toasted? What the fuck? I love snacks.
It's funny because, like, legit fucking same. Every day, or nearly every day, I'm going to say nearly, I go to my fucking local corner shop, literally get the same fucking thing, and the guy's like, what the fuck? How the fuck do you eat all of this in one day? I'm like, food.
I'm a streamer. Like, streamer.
Food.
I'm built different.
I'm built, bro.
Also, quick side note, shout out Kenny for the resub 3 months. Sir, shout out Kenny.
We appreciate her so much.
Whoa, Kenny. We love it. genuinely, like, if I get snacks, bro, they're getting devoured in an hour. My mom sees me buying snacks. I take them out, eat them. My mom comes to, like, maybe, like, try and steal something off me. And I'm just like, it's gone.
Dude, I'm not a crazy snack person, just period. Because, like, I just like meals so much, and I just eat so much, period, that, like, I would be enormous if I snacked as well.
That's fair. It's a lifestyle, and I've abandoned the lifestyle at one point. I was like, yo, I'm gonna be healthy, start eating right, gym.
It's not even necessarily about health. It's like, because I'll be eating McDonald's and shit. It's just like, if I'm eating the 20 nuggets and the 2 large fries, it's like, I can't then also snack. Like, I'm a monster, but I'm not a demon. I'm like a lesser monster.
You know? So me and Olaf are demons. You're a greater beast. You're a greater beast. And you're demons. it takes incredible dedication. Like, I have to be like, yo, like, I'm gonna be like competition body ready for me to quit snacks. Like, it is a part of me. Like, Ramadan is so hard because of just how, like, condensed all my eating is. I'm just like, can I sneak an Oreo? No, I can't sneak an Oreo. No. I need to eat another steak. I need to get a smoothie. Like, I really fucking want to pop. Like, I'm sitting there like Gollum, just like in my bed, just like.
That's dangerous. You can't have snacks around at that time. Oh,
I can't away from me. Away from me, she devil.
Oh, fuck. Can you say snacks? They rule. They genuinely just.
They hold it down.
Whoever thought. Let's make snacks, and everyone.
That's a real one.
He's the guy. He's the guy. We respect him.
That's.
Yeah. It's like, I know, like, food is good, but what if food but less and lighter?
What if food but funner? Yeah.
Small.
Small. What if food? Diabetes. Whoa.
Hey, that's what we like.
Yeah. Right.
The greatest tasting shit on earth will either give you diabetes or high cholesterol, and I'm okay with that. Like, I'm here for a good time and a long time.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
What it is.
Oh my god.
So here's a question I had for you, Olaf. Since we are the Nerdcore Central podcast, I wanted you to talk about your kind of introduction to YouTube Nerdcore and people like Rustage and Schwabity and them. How did you guys meet?
Okay. So I've known Rustage ever since first year of, which was 2016. I can't remember exactly. But that's how I became to know. I wasn't kind of like, I didn't know anything about that type of shit. I think Rustage wasn't like focusing on like the anime stuff yet. He was like trying to do like video game stuff more. Mm-hmm. And at the time he released the best song. It's still honestly deep in the heart, called Outside the Airlock. Right?
Mm-hmm.
My guy was blasting that shit every time, bro. It was popping. and then, you know, we were friends. And then what ended up happening was once we finished college, or we were getting close to finishing college, Rustage was talking about like D&D. And I was like, oh, I've never actually played D&D. I would love to play. And he was like, oh, would you like to join? And I was like, sure, why not? And that's pretty much how I also met Schwabity. Because that's how we like, you know, got closer together and stuff. The end, we had these like every week or every, remember when.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, from that point on, everything kind of, like, started rolling and stuff. I haven't properly got into, like, the Nerdcore, like, I haven't paid attention much to, like, the Nerdcore community slash the Nerdcore. Like, I say end of 2019, beginning of 20. I'm not too exactly sure when, but, like, it was a time period that I can't remember. That's when I started to, like, you know, actually, you know, speak to other people. Like, for example, I met Connor Quest. Invited to a call, we were vibing and chilling. Our friendship started then. Then other people were saying, oh, yeah, this guy is cool. You know, Olaf, nice first impression. And then they talk to me more and they fucking hate me. it was all pretty much like surreal to me. I think the thing that kind of like got me on the radar though was Rustage's Shonen Jump Cypher when I was on that shit.
Bubble making them post it.
That's me.
Coming the master of nose hairs. All right, I'm sorry.
I just imagine coming, right? But yeah,
I'll use the septum ring as the nose hair. Yeah,
it was that, and also the Haiku cipher as well. Where I rapped Asahi Haiku on Strawberry's channel, which that's when people like started to like you know, that's where people, oh, who is this guy? Who that be? And you know, it kind of steamrolled from that point on. And I feel like I don't want to say I have Twitter presence, but like, because like from by proxy of like Nerdcore artists and shit like following me, other Nerdcore artists are like, FIFA, like people follow him, fuck it, why not? That's it's like,
I'm gonna interject and call a strong
objection.
You're fucking you are dummy on Twitter. And I love it. Like, you and your interactions with, like, Ray and Sinnoh, precious. Precious. I don't like, because then fucking Frost is going to catch me in 4K and screenshot. Like, oh, so you liking Olaf want to be stepped on? Is that what you'd be liking on Twitter? But I'd be looking. I'd be lurking. Listen. So I'm going to call Big Cap and say that the Twitter presence that you have is your own. Continue with the story time. I apologize with the Ace Attorney objection.
No. It's fine. It's just like, it's surreal, like how I got to this point where like people followed me, and I was like, why the fuck? All I did was be on some tracks that of anime that I don't fully know, and I was just spitting some stuff, and now I stream and people feel like, oh, this guy's pretty funny. I'm just like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this? But yeah,
and now we're
here with followers. We're slowly getting to, we recently hit like 900 and like nearing 1.8.
Let's go.
Okay, that's big moves, big moves. You love to see it.
Massive.
I remember way back when I first started, you know, loving and lurking and supporting the guy, and I was like, you're gonna hit 1,000 Twitch followers. He's like, you're fucking dumb, Crow. And I'm like, you wanna fucking bet? And then I remember the day you hit 1K. I remember this because I could have said 1,001 things. I could have hit him with the flowers and the pomp and circumstance. And I'm pretty sure I DM'd you. And I was like, I fucking told you, bitch.
I vaguely remember this.
And I was like, yeah, motherfucker, you were right.
the whole Twitch thing was so surreal because it started with me and Connor Quest. Literally just playing Phoenix Wright.
Yeah.
Then like, you know, the reason why I feel like it kind of took off is because I played with Connor Quest, and then like at times Rustage just fucking raided me, and people just started watching me more and more, and I was like, what the fuck? And then like that snowballed into like other people raiding me as well, and it was fucking mad. And then like ever since, I want to say like, I've been getting at least like 100 followers a month.
That's like all growth.
That's February. Really consistent.
Mm-hmm.
It's consistent. Like I remember there was a massive spike. Although this is completely like moving out of the thing question, but there was a massive spike during my fucking my second 24-hour stream. I started streaming 2 hours in, like fucking Nux does his fucking flex stream.
Yes.
Comes in and fucking like everyone starts spamming like shit and people follow me. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I realized someone said like Billy, and I was like, holy fucking shit, is this Nux?
And yeah, and I was in a Nux video as well, and it was wild. It was, you know, I was like sitting there just like, what the fuck?
I cannot imagine what it must be like being on the receiving end of one of those. Because you're just chilling. You got your homies. You have a little conversation. And then all of a sudden, an armada of just tomfoolery appears.
Of nonsense.
It was surreal. I was just sitting there just like, I've never seen the chat move this fucking quick. And then
I can't keep up.
And then the funniest thing is as well, Rustage was there as well. And he was like, hey, yo, Nux, did you know you just raided like one of my friends? And then Nux was like, oh, nice. it was literally like, I was like, holy shit, he doesn't know that there's many acquaintances, but we move on.
Honestly the beauty of that. Just the sheer randomness that Nux was like, I don't know you from a hole in the wall, but the irony of it being you.
Exactly. It was wad. Wad? It was wad.
Wad. Wildly mad is now wad.
Wad. You know what? Wad. Fuck it. New word, wad.
Wildly new word wad. Just dropped live on Nerdcore Central. Wad. You heard it here first. If you're in the stream, just know that you are one of the first people to experience wad. When you see it on Merriam-Webster, just remember.
Kuro misspelling it.
Let's go. Live on stream.
I said was. It's was. I'm a fucking idiot.
Amazing.
So, see, the misspelling was so that people can use it properly. Like, my misspelling was WAD.
Yeah, of course.
For sure.
Big brain cover up right here. Call me big the CIA.
But yeah, that whole moment was fucking wildly mad.
That's all I gotta say. Just speaking of just wildly mad stuff. So you've been on three ciphers to my count now. The Magic Knights Captain cipher by Rap Knight, the Shonen Jump cipher by some guy, and then the Haikyuu cipher by some other guy. Right. Yeah. So you've been on three ciphers, right?
More than that, but we move on.
I was gonna say like that you brought up on the stream thus far. Right. So you've been on
good
those,
save. Good save.
And you jumping the gun? I got a scheme here. Keep going.
That's fine. You got it.
So three ciphers have come up that you've been on, but what hasn't come up is that you are also a musician of your own right, correct?
Yes.
Tell us more about that. Now you understand the scheme? Jesus. I do my job.
No.
Just give an example.
Let me do my job.
No, the scheme didn't pan out, but you know, it is what it is. Let it rock.
I call myself a failed musician because fuck knows when I release songs. So like out of left field that you don't know what, like when the new Olaf drops, I'm just like, oh yeah, song cool.
Yeah. you hit with the no.
Take it or you not. Genuinely, I like making music, but the problem is sometimes I'm demotivated to actually write lyrics because holy shit, sometimes like I'm not in the right mindset. I need to be on the mindset of like fucking rain falling, you know, I need to be fucking depressed to shit. And then that's when I start fucking writing because that's when my brain's like, all right, time to write.
It's time. Neuron activated.
And then, suit up.
And yeah, so that's how chleb and Lisa Mabuchi, which both translate to bread, and suicide note, move on past that. Those songs were basically creations of me being very depressed and, you know, rain being outside. I kind of want to make a song. I want to write because all the beats that have been produced, apart from the album, all the beats have been produced by my good friend Benoit. Thanks so much. He makes amazing beats. He genuinely, like, he produces, he mixes, he masters, like, all this. I love him to be. And yeah, like, you know, when I want to make a song, I'll ask him and then he will just send me five instrumentals and he'll be like, and I'll be like, I bless.
That's a bro right there.
That is a genuine bro. And then obviously I released, it started with King album. It started with, what's the album called now? Oh shit, I forgot my own album.
A little album?
Like, I'm sitting here like, come on, Olaf. I'm not going to say it for you. I definitely know just said you're done.
Yes, Lil Album.
Help him. Save him.
No. No, not after he interrupted me. I'm Petty. I'm Tom Petty.
I was genuinely like actually looking at Spotify like, what the fuck is my album? it started with a Lil Album. You can see that is the beginning. There are tracks in there that fucking suck. My lyricism, like the way that I recorded them, I'm sorry, I'm swearing so much.
No, fuck.
These are marked explicit for a reason.
Continue. Okay.
Say what you need to say.
Some of the songs fucking suck, right? I listened to what was it Flex on stream the other day. God fucking damn, did I regret listening to that, and did I regret making that lyrics that song? That like the best track on that album is Czas, which translates to time in Polish, in my opinion, and everyone else's, but people actually that song. It's really weird. I'm gonna get to that point in a second. And then like my second favorite was like Overthinking. So at that point, I made because I liked the girl. She didn't like me back. At least I thought she didn't like me back. And then you know, that's that. You know, the usual sad boy shit. You know how it is.
Yeah, you were in your bag.
Unrequited love.
Honestly, she fumbled that bag because who doesn't want an Olaf in their life? I'm just saying. Chat, agree with me.
Yeah, so the thing is, so that's that, and then like, I keep on forgetting the names of my songs. God fucking damn. Lil Album.
Just slide the track list.
Edgy.
Where's the doc?
Edgy was honestly a favorite song that I made, but I wish I could improve because it was honestly that's the type of vibe that I want to go with, like rap songs and stuff. But I wish I knew more about like lyricism, like you know, how to write about some so that was that. But then time kind of like snowballed into me like doing Polish song because people loved listening to me like, actually rap in Polish. Because people know what I'm saying in Polish, so it
sounds good. It does sound dope, I'm not gonna lie.
That's true. You don't have to focus on lyricism to your English-speaking audience if you rap in Polish. As long as the flow is tight, it sounds awesome.
Exactly. It's like, yo, my man, he out here. I feel the pain. And damn, you can literally be saying, like, my cheese, my bread covered in cheese. I like honey. Doors are made of wood.
But that's...
Yes, sir.
But
trees give money.
Listen, but all I'm saying is, that's basically Kleb. That's basically...
I know. I love it. I objectively love it.
It's literally just me talking about how I'm gonna shit myself because I'm eating cheese and how I'm gonna miss school and Phineas and Ferb because I am in deep of diarrhea.
I am in need of diarrhea,
and I am lactose intolerant.
Amazing.
It was that.
I don't know. That's bars. That is bars.
Bars. I'm just saying, man. That's put that on the radio. That's a hit. Smash
immediately.
Honestly,
smash like
maybe not the Polish radio, but everywhere else.
And then because I think like the boost that Czas gave, people loved. Schwabity liked it. Rustage liked it. Like other people genuinely enjoyed that song, and I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just do Polish rap. And then I was like, you know what? I kind of want to do English rap as well. Now that I know a bit more about, you know, how to write properly, and how to like, you know, think outside the box, like think of bars and shit. And it's, you know, it is what it is. And that's how Motherfucker came to life.
Yo, banger.
Which honestly is my favorite fucking song to have ever come out.
Single then, of the year, honestly.
Honestly, it fucking honestly. And then, you know, Sinewave Fox hit me up being like, yo, remix? And I was like, yo, remix? And then he spit some fucking hot bars. I fucking love that shit.
It definitely hits like a Zach Fox-esque lane to where it's like, haha, like this is funny, like this is like kind of nonsensical, but also like, why is this kind of hit though? Bang. Why is it kind of
like, cause I got depression. I'm like, wait, motherfucker,
It was honestly like I was sitting there just like I was listening to like Steinway Fox's fucking lyrics and like the recording, and I was like, holy fucking shit, this is the best remix that we could ever do.
This is perfection right here.
this is what we like to see. And then there's actually a few songs that I have not released yet, purely for the fact that I really, because what I want to do is I want to like at least try and release a music video for each song that I release. We don't count the little album. Yeah, we don't count the little. But like every song from that point on, I started releasing a music video. Like I have a track with Connor Quest on it that we had like a scuff around in studio, in my uni studio. We recorded a song. There's a track that, you know, I've wrote in lyrics to, but I just need to record shit. And yeah, I've been invited by a friend to on a hiss track as well, which I'm gonna record very soon. And also another cipher close, and also there's another cipher that I'm in. That I don't know when that person's gonna release it.
All
right, big moves.
Big moves.
There's definitely a couple of songs that that you've told me about that I'm really really excited for. I'm not gonna say the name because, you know,
he's trying NBA his hardest stuff. Not to leak.
But there's a Disney movie. It's just some letters and some words. I'm not gonna say anything else.
He's leaking.
Damn, so, if I can't wait to mic. Bump that shit in the whip.
Cut his mic.
hey, yo, pull him off. Oh. He's gone. That's it. I got hit with the same. I got yanked off stage. The Oscar started playing the music. I got shoot off. Yeah. That's what happened.
And I'm trying to think of anything else I'm missing. Oh yeah, there's an unreleased song that I still need to get bars from someone that I've worked on stream with, who I've not asked for a while.
Whoever that is, you know, better send him the verse.
Whoever's out there,
send the verse. Out there. Send the verse.
Whoever's not sending verses to Olaf. Do you see how creepy this is? Imagine waking up to this shit. Fucking be in your bedroom.
Those of you that are listening to the audio version of this, Kuro was like a centimeter from his camera there. You couldn't tell by how close to the mic he was.
I'm pretty sure you could see my soul at that point.
Bro. Yeah, no.
Sorry, I just, you know, people got to get all off their verses. I don't know why people slacking. Like I won't pull up with the 40. And beat their ass with a 40. I mean, like a Corona, like a Corona beer, like a 40. Like I'll beat them with a 40.
Okay.
Because I'll have to chug it first. Because, you know, like it's more scary when someone's like chugging a 40 and then beating you with it. You know, like I've seen it in a movie. I want to try it out.
Yeah, of course. It's, you know, I think I saw that in Fast and Furious.
10?
Yeah, 10. Vin Diesel says family, pulls out a Corona.
Family.
drinks the Corona and he flies into space and he's like, I am the almighty fucking god, rain, worship me, you bitch.
That's my favorite. I'm the
almighty muscle car.
He just transformed.
Yo, a Transformers Final Fantasy, a Transformers Fast and Furious
and Final Fantasy
with Final Fantasy might be the most gas shit I've ever heard of.
Cloud, your family now.
Wait, Cloud, he gets on a motorcycle that's Bumblebee and he's driving, and Dominic Toretto's like in a muscle car swerving. The trunk pops, the Buster Sword flies out, Bumblebee like as pops Cloud into the sky, he grabs the Buster Sword and cuts through Megatron, but it's actually the wing of Sephiroth.
You know what? That
Blockbuster, baby. Amazing. We're making billions. Listen. So to go back to the first question, if you had $1 billion man,
oh my.
Which movie would you like to see this time?
God. Actually, you know what? No. Fuck it. This is one of my favorite questions to ask people. If you could watch any movie or anime or series, so TV, cartoon, whatever, any visual media, if you can re-experience it for the first time, what would you choose?
You, baby.
Ooh!
Yo, when I tell y'all that my man Rico Suave with it, man, my man out here. Hold on, let me get the... Ew. Hey, yo, my man out here.
Ew.
Tossing on him. Okay.
Let me get mine.
I gotta look down. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have glasses.
Oh,
I'm left out.
My man.
It's unfortunate.
Okay. It's okay. It's okay, bro. I do it for the both of us. You know what I'm saying?
Imagine
when
you pull off the glasses. Just do it.
Yeah. I'll edit this and post. The glasses are just going. Yeah.
Oh, thug life with a little blunt.
I'm definitely not editing it. I'm way too lazy for that. There's no way.
Frost got this set up to the point where all he has to do is click upload and go to sleep. That is why I love
Frost. That's the plan.
Definition of streamlined content.
It's perfect. I mean, that's what I would do if I fucking started posting like fucking my Twitch stream.
Yeah, there's either the start time, the end time. Hopefully Kuro doesn't get up and leave in between because then I have to do some work.
I felt bad for that one time. I'm so sorry. I couldn't. But yeah, so if you could re-experience any medium for the first time again, what would you experience?
There's free for any type of medium.
So, but not like TV show, cartoon, anime, or movie. We're limiting it to those because like then you could get to, like music and books and just okay. Like a visual
so,
kind of
so like the whole like a specific show or like the entire
yeah, you
medium.
Say, like, you could say oh no, like for example, like my answer for this, all of One Piece. If I could re-experience all of One Piece for the first time, I'd probably cry and nut at the same time just every episode.
You know,
like, I'd just be a mess. Like, I just be like, just don't touch me for a month. Like, that is the safest way to be.
I get it. Oh god, I have three movies I can think of at the top of my head.
Give me all three.
The Dark Knight. The trilogy works, but the better one being the Dark Knight. The obvious one being Scott Pilgrim versus the World, because I've experienced that. I would love to experience seeing Ramona Flowers for the first time ever again.
Yo, the tracks on that fucking album for the movie, the Sex Bob-ombs?
Yo. It's so good.
Where are the Sex Bob-ombs? Time to bring them.
Yeah, that and I feel like the obvious one would be like Avengers Endgame. Because
for me, it would be Infinity War over Endgame.
I get that. I absolutely get that.
That's fair.
Because that...
Mm-hmm.
Tragic.
Mm-hmm. That hit different.
I had to hug people. I needed to be consoled.
Honestly,
that one hurt.
If anything, I would love to experience the MCU again as well.
I would accept the MCU saga as an answer.
It like genuinely, we have like fucking movies like Winter Soldier, which honestly, I'm not even kidding. Top 10 movies.
One of the best.
Yeah,
it's one of the best in the MCU. And it's along with the MCU, it's a top tier film.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. People shit on it for the pure reason that it's not like fucking Captain America film. I was like, bro, it's a Winter Soldier film. It's political as fuck, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And then like,
it's such a good movie.
It's underrated as fuck. Ant-Man and the Wasp as well. Amazing movies. I fucking love them so much. For Ragnarok, literally one of my favorite
goated movies. So good.
I would love to experience that fucking time when Thor fucking Odinson gets his fucking rage on when Hela is about to fucking murk him, and the fucking when he jumps out the fucking tower with fucking Immigrant Song playing in the background. God fucking damn, was that the best fucking scene in the MCU that I've ever seen in my life. It genuinely beats the Endgame fucking, like, the last all-out war.
I'm not gonna lie.
It's so clean.
Thor been on some anime flex shit in some of the Marvel movies, but I think, like, when this man pulled up to Wakanda, he said, boom, what up? Y'all forgot about me. It's been 20 minutes. I've been off screen. You forgot who I am? Stupid?
He had the glow up, man. It's because the first two movies were trash. They had to give him the upgrade.
Yeah, they did. You know what I honestly think is the most underrated movie in the whole MCU?
Go for
Age of Ultron.
Yes! 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 You! Yes! Love you!
Bro, that shit is so slept on.
It's people hate it because
Age of Ultron.
I don't know. Bro, James Spader killed it as Ultron.
It's just all right for me, man. It's nothing good. It's not.
I don't know. It's just all right, bro. I've seen it. I've seen it with a critical eye, and I'm like, yo, he nailed the character. It was one of the most faithful to comics renditions of a villain that we've gotten in a while. Absolutely. Like, that is a thing that's hugely glanced. Like, in every character we see in the MCU from the comics, there's a large deviation from the norm.
Yeah.
Ultron 6 was pretty fucking spot on.
Oh, yeah, sure. But for me, like, you don't get credit if, like, just because you're faithful doesn't mean you're good.
But it was. I'm gonna respect it. I'm just saying, I think it's the most slept on movie in the MCU. I think it gets a lot of undue slack. I think people wanted, because you know what? I think it hurts it. If you think about it, it's the in between Avengers movie.
Yes.
So inherently, you're like, when you think about it, most people's least favorite Matrix, well, actually, no, Matrix 2 and 3 are kind of interchangeable. But like, in terms of trilogies, the only movie trilogy where the number 2 was solid like that was Batman.
Captain America is right there.
Captain America, is it a trilogy? But is it a trilogy?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
What was the third Captain America movie?
Civil War.
That shit didn't count. If you pay attention to the story,
the story is really, what is the story really about?
It is about him. But then that shit is like ultra.
But yes, it's kind of Avengers. It's Avengers. I can't lie. Yes, it is kind of Avengers.
If you were literally going to fucking like, Civil War was literally like, I would let you off if you would call it Avengers basically 2.5.
Exactly. Lion King 2.5, Avengers 2.5.
I would understand that because it's genuinely, apart from like the few missing fucking characters, I can't forget
all of them
right now. But like, got obviously Hulk.
I think Hulk and Thor are the only two people that aren't in, which is, I love that fact because it's accurate. But Thor and Hulk are the only two that are missing.
Yeah, for the pure reason that they will fucking wipe everyone.
Also, they were like in space. Like my man's done left. They went. Yeah.
It's not as fun if Thor comes and bodies everyone.
Right? Because I was like, all right.
Like, oh no, Black Widow's fucking dead. Like, that's not a fun movie.
Thor just whips out the hammer. He's like,
it's like Spider-Man's like, I got the god. Was that a spider I just smashed?
Oh my god, fucking imagine.
Bro, Spider-Man probably be one of the few people that would survive. He'd be like definitely knocked out in the corner somewhere, but he'll live.
He would have got one hit KO'd and woke up the next day like, I'm never
going to shit. That shit that hurt.
I'm going back to science class. Dr. Senku.
Help. I need to tell Aunt May.
Oh man! Side note: I would love for an anime comic crossover where Senku from Doctor Stone meets Spider-Man.
They're gonna crash some shit. They're going to create.
It's just not gonna be fair. Just like, yo, Senku go look at it like, you want to just build the shit? Like, well, I don't know what the chemical compound of the shit is, but we're just gonna build it. And Peter Parker's gonna be like, let's go.
I can envision that. Although I don't know much about fucking Senku, I know a lot about fucking. I was gonna call him Peter Pan for a second.
Peter Pan.
Let's go, my Peter man, Schmiederschman.
While we're on the MCU topic, let's talk about the future of the MCU. So I know we've talked, Olaf, about WandaVision, continued about Falcon and the Winter Soldier. What are you excited for? For the future shows and stuff. What are you looking forward to the most?
Moon Knight.
Let's go. Talk that fucking talk.
That's literally it, Moon Knight.
talk that talk.
Listen, Moon Knight is literally, I cannot wait for the fucking adaptation.
He's built different.
He's got 10 different builds.
He's built so different. Curl literally lagged for a second there.
That's how different he built. It's fucking up my Wi-Fi. That man not to be played with.
Someone said, isn't Moon Knight a Batman ripoff? He's Batman, but built different.
Psych. Moon Knight is not a Batman ripoff. For those that say that, it's because you don't know. You don't know what you don't know.
You genuinely
don't. You're going to find out.
Bro, is Batman ever going to tell Dracula fuck off? Is Batman ever told like fucking Two-Face or like someone like that being like, yo, give me my money back, you bitch. Moon Knight would
walk up to the Joker and be like, yo, remember that five I lent you? You gonna get that back.
Give me that shit.
And the Joker would look at Moon Knight and be like, yo, my bad, yo, I got pesos only, but yo, here, I got 100 pesos for you, bro. I'm so sorry, Moon Knight. Take that. I'll see you next time. Oh, there are two people that the Joker don't fuck with. Moon Knight and the IRS.
Right? Exactly. Oh my god. But it's the thing of just like, cause isn't Moon Knight gonna be like the first on-screen character with a mental disability, if I'm not mistaken?
So like they're trying to make that the case of yes, but can we just talk about Thor in Endgame? Cause that had psychosis.
Serious depression.
That man, right. Nah, he had PTSD, depression. That man hit shut in. No. Oh man, I was like, yo, let me.
Yeah, most of them PTSD.
Curl got the mattress open. Pull up, lay down. Let's talk with Uncle Curl.
Oh, like honestly, like Moon Knight. I can't wait for.
It'll be exciting.
Other shows that are like gonna come out.
I'm excited for Loki. And whatever they're doing with Blade at some point, also pretty high on my list of must see.
Yeah, I think for me, if I were to give like my top two most excited things, it would probably be Blade, and then a coin flip between the What If and the Eternals. Those are two that are more on the fringe. Mm-hmm. And I wonder how they're going to translate, because I'm a bit of a comic head. So I really want to see how they're going to translate that onto the screen, because that's big fringe. Yeah. Like that's you've left the mainstream now. So it's going to be interesting to go to the
back. Yeah, I think it was kind of bound to happen with like all the they're bringing in too much power. Like Thor is like they're actualizing him into what Thor is, you know, supposed to be. Scarlet Witch is being what Scarlet Witch is supposed to be, and Doctor Strange is being what Doctor Strange is supposed to be. So with those three, like you got to bring some big threats now. You got to go big now.
Here's the thing that I cannot wait for, which I know if you know me, God fucking damn, for Love and Thunder, I cannot wait for fucking Gore, the God Butcher, to be fucking portrayed in a movie. And Jane Foster finally becoming Thor as well.
I'm so curious, because Thor Love and Thunder, and it's Taika. Like we're still bringing the comedy, right? But Gore is not for the comedy. You know what I mean? Like,
I trust Taika.
I know. The movie's gonna be good. I just want to know what it's gonna look like.
That's a fact.
Like, if Thor's gonna come in murdering everyone, and Thor's gonna be like, oh, lol. Like,
Another big, he's gonna come with a soundboard, which is body bag. But another big powerhouse character that I'm excited to see is Adam Warlock, because they teased him. Mm-hmm. And Adam Warlock, understand, that man is like Superman caliber in the MCU. Yeah.
Right.
And if you're wondering why I'm now on my phone, my internet crashed. So 4G for the win.
Oh, fun.
Solid.
Let's go.
Yeah. They teased
him. I saw that.
Oh, go on.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, they teased him in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. He got, like, one post-credit scene, and people just either didn't understand it or completely forgot about it. And I'm like, no, that man's just still coming. He's still going to arrive.
He's there. He's probably going to be Guardians of the Galaxy 3, where like
with Thor.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be Thor. So it should be interesting. I can't wait. I can't wait for.
It's going to be insane.
It's going to be a fun time.
Especially Shang-Chi. Have you guys seen the trailer for Shang-Chi?
Yeah, I didn't care, and then I'm like, hold on.
Now I care. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I'm interested. Go on.
Oh, no, because I was say, so I was in the movie theater last night to watch the Demon Slayer movie, and they were just all, it's like the movie theaters hit the time skip button, because all the trailers were for shit that's coming out next month. Like, they showed a trailer for Black Widow, and I'm like, wasn't this supposed to come out like a year ago? Y'all still showing trailers? That's crazy.
Getting about fucking Black Widow fucking isn't out yet.
Yeah.
It's so sad because I want to care about the movie.
But it's kind of
But I'm just like, that wave that you could have rode high and mighty.
Yeah.
It's still going to be a great movie. Like, I think it's genuinely going to be just a really great, like, action espionage movie, like, independent of all the Marvel themes.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm going into that and I'm like, what are you going to bring that's new? Like, there's nothing, like, I don't see how that movie is going to be able to push the MCU forward. Like, with Spider-Man Homecoming, you knew that was going to push the MCU forward.
Yeah.
But with this, it's like, it's a prequel. Like, it takes place before. So how are you, like, what are you going to bring? Like, what are you going to do?
I think it seems like it's just like, we had this, like, character that we didn't really, you know, do much with, and then we killed her. I kind of feel bad. I guess let's do the movie.
Let's give her a pity movie. Like,
that's what it feels like.
It's really like that.
Honestly, I want to watch it just for the reason that, like, I want to see Taskmaster and how they actually
he looks dope.
He looks amazing. But the thing is, like, you can't hide that Taskmaster is literally going to be Clint. Like, my speculation is like,
no, he's going to be wild to fight. Because the thing is with him, his whole character is that he masters exactly how you and others fight. So yeah. If at some point in the movie, if he pulls out a shield and starts hitting the Captain America, I'm not going to be surprised. I'm going to be hyped for that.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, genuinely. Like, I mean, he does have a shield.
He's going to pull out the Cap. He's going to pull out the Hawkeye. I wouldn't be surprised if they'd be like, yo, Repulsor Blast, pull out the Iron. Like, they could do a lot with Taskmaster.
All I'm saying is Taskmaster is Clint in that movie.
He said, oh.
because if you remember, like, the whole fucking shebang that of, like, Black Widow and Clint are being like, oh yeah, it's not like Budapest. We're gonna finally get the scene in the Budapest. And I, you know, with the skills that he has as an archer, from what we've seen from the trailers, and the skills of the sword, like when he had it with Ronin, I'm just saying, this Clint Burton, Taskmaster, baby. That's my speculation. He's back. He lives.
Is that confirmed? Please tell me that's not.
I'm not too.
Okay. Because if that ends up happening, Black Widow, worst movie ever? Yeah.
Tragic.
I can imagine. Oh.
Demons talking through the radio again?
The demons always talk when my internet gives me issues. So if my internet cuts out, that's when that starts happening. So okay. If you
so fun. I just summoned the demons.
Right there, right? They disappeared. All right, I will continue the conversation. So, more nerd movies coming out in the future, just in general. Demon Slayer movie came out. I think Mortal Kombat came out. Dune is coming out at some point.
Mm-hmm.
What else? There's still more. We talked about Marvel.
Fast 9.
That's
the biggest nerdcore movie there is.
Suicide Squad is coming out.
Again.
Suicide
Squad, the not sequel.
Yeah.
No, the Suicide Squad instead of Suicide Squad. The new Batman movie.
Right, with
Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson. Here we go. I kept wanting to say Daniel Radcliffe. I'm like, no, the other.
I'm trying to think what else is coming out. What the fuck?
But yeah, those are coming out. So I saw the Demon Slayer movie, and I now just need only Demon Slayer in my life because that shit blew me away. Won't spoil anything, but that shit is a perfect. It's a 10 out of 10. I understand why it broke like a million different records even through COVID.
Oh, Billy.
That shit
hit a Billy.
That shit is insane. Yeah, it's the most fucking COVID. Biggest box office anime movie of all time. And it only released in Japan during COVID.
That shit built. No. We need a whole segment right now.
All
right. Understand the visual spectacle. My pants were ruined. That shit was, I swear to God, Olaf, there was a scene where I looked in the IMAX theater and I said, is this real life? Did they just take a frame from
He's just a frame. He's just a frame. He's just a frame.
He's frozen. Oh, is he real?
Are any of us real?
I don't know. Oh, there he goes.
Oh no.
Oh no, that means layout face. Hold on, layout, there you go. Hello. Hi, I'm your new host.
He's back.
Yeah, we're just gonna rustic it. We're just gonna go old school with the with the phonies. But yo, understand, okay? Shit's ridic. Okay? Just
what, the Chronicles visual.
Huh?
Chronicles of Ridic?
Yeah. Chronicles
the whole,
of
all the Chronicles.
Lost.
Goddamn.
Also, just the soundtrack, the sound design,
crazy.
The story.
Wow.
Like honestly, Demon Slayer might have opened up a new niche. I would not mind if more anime in the future gave me like a crazy season one anime, and then pulled the Hellsing and just gave me movies after that.
And then just like randomly, like oh, like next arc, let's just movie it.
Yeah, like that's what they did. I mean, Jujutsu Kaisen's kind of doing it. I mean, I don't think it's gonna hold a candle to what fucking Demon Slayer just did.
But that shit was crazy.
There's hope. That arc is kind of crazy in the manga, so I'm hyped to see it.
But yeah, but when I tell you during the movie, so you get to a point where you're like, oh okay, like it seems like the movie's gonna end soon. I'm like, okay, that's like an 8 out of 10 movie. Like that was pretty good. I enjoyed myself. Nope, shit goes on for another 30 minutes, and I'm like. It gets crazy. Like, it goes
wild. You literally look at the screen and you're like, I wasn't ready. My
eyes were peeled the whole ending. The whole last 30.
I'll just say, look, so you know how we were talking about snacks, right? We were talking about snacks to start this podcast. Okay, there's a reason. Okay, look at the method of madness. Okay, we talked about snacks so I can articulate this one point.
Full circle.
I snuck Pop-Tarts into my Demon Slayer movie viewing.
What the fuck, Kuro? That's illegal.
And so is my existence.
Wow.
So,
crazy.
Snuck Pop-Tarts in, okay? I didn't touch them during the movie.
Oh my God.
I forgot I have Pop-Tarts because the movie, fire.
It was too far. It was too good. I literally recommend this movie to everyone.
If you have
eyes. Even if you don't have eyes.
One of the five senses. No, you just need to have one of the five senses and you'll love this movie.
Oh, shit.
That's it. That's all you need. That's just all you need. One sense.
All right, let me smell this movie. It'll be
great. Bro.
It smelled amazing.
My man Tanjiro will be smelling life. He said, I know where to hit.
That shit was crazy.
I'll have to wait until May for the movie to come out in the UK. Yeah.
Apologies to all my UK brethren out there down bad until May like 9th or whatever the fuck.
Nah, you know what? Nah. This is divine retribution for the UK bias. What's up? We got one on them. USA! USA!
Crazy. Oh my God. I've seen good things about the movie. And now I kind of want to because I have never watched fucking Demon Slayer. So... I think this is a good calling to actually start watching Demon Slayer. Mm.
Hey, and the dub is good. If you don't want to watch it sub, you can watch the dub.
There's also like a special like cut edition to like catch you up for just the movie, which I don't know if I recommend because I did that with Alyssa, and it got everything that you needed to watch the movie, but the whole thing is like maybe like 5 hours. So it's like, well, you might as well just watch the whole thing because you don't save that much time anyway.
Just watch the series.
Just watch the whole thing. There's no time.
God.
We bought tickets and she had to watch Demon Slayer. We weren't going to be able to watch the whole season one before. We had like 3 days. So I'm like, you know what? This is how we're
watching. What do you mean? That's enough time.
Yeah, if you don't work.
You fucked up. You just don't sleep.
Yeah. Some of us like to sleep. Some of us want to stay awake during the movie.
Imagine wanting to sleep.
I don't know what that is. Is that a food?
Yeah, I know y'all don't know what that is.
Umay!
God. I wish I could not. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
That movie too good.
That movie's amazing. All right. Well, let's circle it back to you, Olaf. So here's another question. So we talked about your music. We talked about your Twitch stream. What is the focus, if any, or are you just kind of feeling it out as you go?
Right now, the focus is on streaming. So I've been focusing on streaming pretty much like it's February last year. Mm-hmm. It's starting getting like more real recently. I'm streaming fucking Tuesday to Sunday, day in, day out and shit, which isn't too bad. But like at some point, like, I just want to take, you know, a week off or something like that, just to, like, breathe.
Recharge.
Because, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm slowly getting burnt out, but, at the same time, if I do take that break, I am definitely going to be working on it. I'm definitely going to be, like, starting writing, like, fucking songs.
Hey.
So it's the thing of just, like, not being, being productive by streaming, and then, like, if I do take the break, then I will just be productive, like, music wise. Right. I just want to, like, there's so many instrumentals that I fucking want to write lyrics for that I just did not either have motivation or time to actually write. It's so much shit that I just want to work on that I have so much ideas, and then I can't really yet because, you know, streaming is a big part of my time, and, like, it's surprisingly enough my schedule as well. I can't write lyrics and then, like, go streaming, because then it's just, I'll be hella tired streaming and I'll be fucking brain dead. Which, yeah. I mean, I am brain dead anyway, but, you know, I'll be more brain dead.
A different kind of brain dead.
You gotta, you know, taper the damage, you know? You can't take it all at once.
Exactly.
It's a lot of damage.
That's a lot of damage. Flex tape.
Can you flex tape your brain? Is that possible?
Wish
we get science. Can we get scientists on that?
listen, I want Phil Swift to fucking come in with a flex seal and, like, pour it into my fucking through my ear.
Oh no!
I want my brain to be flex sealed. Nothing coming in. Nothing coming out.
For those of you that are watching the stream or catching the podcast, please don't put flex seal in your ear. Please don't do it.
It's a disclaimer.
We will not be held liable. Viewer discretion is advised. If you do it, you're the dumbass.
Yeah.
We are not responsible for your actions.
If you do it, I don't feel bad.
That's not how it works.
If you do that, record it and send it to me. I'll fucking laugh. It'll be funny as fuck.
It will be hilarious. And none of us will feel bad at all.
No.
Not even a bit.
I am not going to jail, police officer. You want to know why? Not fucking
nothing bad there. Happens to the Kennedys.
Nothing bad ever happens to the Kennedys. That's it. It's the one. God fucking damn. What was the question again?
Was there a question?
I think you answered it.
Who knows?
The question is, what is your focus going forward? And then you answered it in two parts, saying that your current focus is streaming. Then your future focus is eventually taking breaks in between streaming so that you could work on music and other endeavors, but also just to fucking breathe, because, dude, you have been going hard and dedicated for a long time, and super big ups and respect. You keep me inspired to keep coming back to streaming and trying to get more consistent, if I'm being fully honest.
Well, it means a lot. Those words don't genuinely mean, but it's the thing of just, like, for me, it's just, you know, I started the ball rolling. Keep it going. Keep it the fuck going, like, fucking keep it rolling. Like, be like that little
be the hamster.
In the wheel, just keep that shit going. And then, like, if I need it, take a break. Water, I don't give a shit. Keep it going later on. And
water, Hennessy, Jack Daniels, go back.
That's that. Done. We just... like, break. Done. Good. 1 day, 2 days, don't care. Break.
Sir?
Actually, Fun fact, we actually were speaking about this today in stream. It's like, I was actually talking about, like, you know, potentially taking a break after I, like, do my 24-hour stream. Because when I hit 1.5k of our stream, and, like, after that, like, a few days, maybe I'll be to refresh my mind. So, like, we were talking about... Fuck, now I forgot what we were talking about. Oh, my God. Fuck, my brain is not okay.
You don't really need that flex seal.
Only flex seal.
Need that flexible. We were talking about the break and, like, just having a massive breather and how, you know, I don't want to get myself burnt out and, like, stuff, but at the same time, I just want to keep the ball rolling. I want to get, like, I want to make sure that, like, you know, I can provide, I don't want to stop. I don't want, like, a week break to, like, accidentally make that, like, ball stop and then, like, genuinely not keeping from that point on. It's the thing of just, like, I want a break, but, you know, my motivation to keep on streaming just, like, kind of, it's a conflict. I'm in a constant conflict. And someone said, like, why the fuck are you talking like Rusted Schwabity? I want a break, but, I want to keep on doing music. Like, I want to pump out, like, a lot of shit. It's the whole conflicting opinion, like, conflicting thoughts and stuff. But, you know, it is what it is. It genuinely, like,
if I can ask the Big J journalism question, are you hellbent on continuing streaming because you love it, you enjoy it, the interaction, the people, you love continuously giving people that space, that time every, you know, day, Tuesday through Sunday, you get 4 hours of comedy, humor, relaxation, that space? Mm-hmm. Or is it that mentality of, if I stop, people won't come back, the algorithm, so on and so forth? Like, which side of you is that nagging voice in your brain, like, you can't stop, you can't stop, you can't stop, you can't stop? What is feeding into that voice? Because that's very important, because you can see the effects of prolonged neglect of taking that break or diversifying your passions and making sure that all parts of you are fulfilled. So what is motivating that voice in your brain? Is something that's really, like, is important to ask.
Definitely.
See what's like, it is kind of both. It's more of a thing of just, like, I love streaming for the love of me. I literally, you know, I can't stop. It was you know, it's nice. It's, you know, I have the mentality of, like, people watch me and then, you know, they feel like they're in a safe space. They feel like they,
of course,
you know, they can, you know, talk to me or whatever. They can vibe with me. They can, like, you know, come in home from, like, a hard day of work or, like, a hard day of in general, and then they come in and then they, like, you know, I provide some kind of entertainment, but, like, I want to try and make people as happy as I can. Whereas, for example, if I, like, take a break as well, there's a thought in that. That's why I take a break. You know, people are going to find someone else. It's the overthinking kind of fucking situation where it's just, like, if I stop, people will find someone else and I'm, you know, people will move on. Whereas, like, you know, it's conflicted opinions, but I want to be there for people. But at the same time, I'm scared of losing people as well. It's kind of like a very, very bad thought, but it's more of a thing of just, like, with how fucked my brain is, to be honest, with anxiety and shit. Bro, when I don't see someone that hasn't been on my stream for ages or some shit like that, I'm just thinking, like, shit, did I say something wrong? Did I do something? That's why I don't want to stop. And then, like, obviously the other thing being, like, I want to be there for people. I want to be, you know, I want to make people happy. I want to be that person to, like, that people can vibe, chill, relax, you know, fucking watch me suffer through pain by, you know, watching me play Resident Evil and shit, like, horror games, and watch me suffer through pain, you know, story modes that make me want to cry, and it's wild. But, like, I think I realized this, like, recently, of how much support I've gotten, like, with, you know, people, like, constantly telling me, like, bro, you're talking down on yourself way too much, and I'm just like, yeah, but that's me. And they're like, listen, they're legit, like, being like, holy shit, you know, you make my day sometimes, or you, like, you know, you make my mood better. That shit warms my heart. Of, like, when people actually say that, I'm just like, they're like, really? this guy, what the fuck? But then I kind of like, it's a surreal moment of like, people actually watch me like and enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
And if you know, people subscribe, donate, gift bits just because, you know, they want to give something back. And then
to
like
you, to, that's the operative thing.
Yeah.
You're not a time slot or just a passing thing. The people that support you, that, because I lurk in your stream every day. Every time you go live, I don't always say hi. I should, but you know, sometimes I'm at work. Sometimes I'm like about to go on a delivery. I run, open the tab, leave it open. I lurk. And I see the names that are consistently there. They're not there because, oh, it's 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I need a stream. They're there for you.
Yeah. So you got to understand that, like, you've built yourself like a community that is there for you. Like Kuro said, there's a bunch of the same names that are always coming through. Like, if you take a realist approach, like, yes, if you take a break, your numbers will go down in the short term. But you still have a core fan base that is there for based Ola. Like, if there's so many other streamers, so much YouTube, so much, there's infinite content out there, right? No one is ever in a specific place just because. They're there because they like you specifically and came to see you specifically.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing. And I was going to say, because like, I got pretty lucky to where I am to, pretty much. Like, I got pretty lucky because, you know, like I said, because of the raids, because of like the support from my friends throughout the like last year and shit. And honestly, without them, I wouldn't be at this point. And without them, I wouldn't be where I am with like wanting to stream, wanting to like do this as a full-time thing. And then honestly, I want to obviously massively thank them for, and you know, and then, but this, here's the thing. That's the thing of me, of just like thinking, like, fuck, I need to give something back to them. Shit. And I'm just
which
like,
isn't the case. As long as you don't have to give back. The people that support you do so of choice, and just you streaming with the dedication and level that you do is you giving back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you streaming and was you giving something to them originally, and they felt the need to give back to you through
it's not a ping pong match.
Yeah,
you're there, they give back, you stay there.
Yeah,
and I'll present you with this idea. If truly your brain just doesn't conceptualize and you just can't do a full just week off of streaming, you could do an addendum. You can just do every day just like an hour check-in stream. Hey chat, what's up? I was working on this song. Yo, I have a fucking headache. Fuck that. How's your day been? And just no stream, no craziness, just an hour, just quick. Like you would call a friend. Hey, how was your day today? You had a good day? Oh, what happened? Cool. All right, yo, I'm about to go cook dinner. I'll catch you later. So that way, you know, you still streamed for that day. The notification went out. People still came back. They got to see you. You get that interaction. But also, you're not exhausted by the, okay, I have to put on entertainment. I have to play this game and balance chat. It's just sit, vibe real quick for an hour. How y'all doing? I just finished working up some stuff. I'm about to go walk Bogdan, have a ciggy, get some food, get a sandwich from the corner store, and go to sleep. That's an alternative idea so that you can still take a little bit of the weight off because it's needed. Some of the most insane people that I know that are dumb dedicated eventually will hit that point where they're like, I need a day. I need a weekend. I need a week. And I guarantee you, take that week off, I'll be a psycho. I will guarantee, I'll bet chat, stream, podcast, I will bet 10 gifted subs, okay? 10 gifted subs. If you take a week off and come back, you'll see an increase in your numbers. Yeah, I'm mad. I'm saying it. In 4K, I will bet you 10 gifted subs. If I'm wrong, you get 10 gifted subs. If I'm right, you give me nothing but just look at me and say, I could take breaks happily now. That's what I want.
10 gifted subs, though.
Yeah. Do you understand how that is how serious I am that I am going to be right? Yeah, I'll batshit.
I'll think about it during a 24-hour stream.
Yo, I'll join you on that 24-hour stream. What up?
Hey, yo, let's go.
You can force the break with the 24. You'll be forced to take a break after this 24 hours, man.
Oh, absolutely.
And it would be a great time, honestly. Just take a couple of days, just whoo, and then you come back swinging.
It honestly, like, I cannot wait until, like, what the fucking future is gonna hold for me, right? I genuinely had, like, this the most, like, weirdest and funniest moment today with, like, my mom coming into my room, the living room, and she was like, yo, so me and your grandma were at IKEA, and we saw, like, this cool, like, gaming desk and stuff, and I was just like, why are you telling me that? She's like, oh, because, you know, it helps you, like, with streaming. It will, like, it's so cool, like, brings the monitors up, you know, you can, like, place a camera somewhere, and it's cool, and, like, and she, and then, like, she was like, she genuinely was like, oh, I was, like, suggesting, like, oh, we would need to move the couch as well, because then, like, because I have a couch literally next to me on, like, here on my left side, and I don't have much space to move here. I literally cannot, I'm stuck in one place. I'm literally stuck in this area.
I feel that. The bed that's literally up my ass concurs. Oh my God.
look at this face.
Fuck you, Frost.
Fuck you. Kick him out the call.
Just in case for the people who listen and don't see the video, Frost kind of pushed himself back and then stretched.
Well, it's a carpet issue. Time to roll.
That's your workout.
Bro, but how about, like, half carpet, half on the hard floor?
Ooh.
Where you roll the fucking, where you roll the chair and the carpet just fucking rolls up with it. And then you're just like, oh, for fuck's sake, I need to pick up the chair. Fuck.
Oh, man.
But yeah, like, my mom was like, oh yeah, you know, it's a nice desk, and it's like, yeah, we're gonna need to, like, move the couch as well probably. She's like, yeah, I know, that's why I'm looking for, like, a new couch, so then we could, like, and then you have space, like, in this area. And I was like, she really supports me actually streaming. Fucking wild.
It's awesome.
That's amazing.
It's like, I've never, like, really thought of it that way, but like now my mom actually takes this seriously as me. Like, She genuinely takes this as, like, you are working, I understand that, have a good day. And then, like, it, you know, I have some anomalies, like, my grandma constantly asking me if I found work, and I'm like, I'm working. And she's like, oh, you mean you play online? I'm like, yep. She's like, yeah, but what about a real job? I was like, oh.
No.
But apart from that, my mom literally today kind of just, like, she made me smile. I was like, they're like, I'm glad that you're taking this as much as I am at this.
So point. Wholesome. So
it's so nice.
And it's beautiful. That's what your dedication does. Like, that's the energy. Like, when you say things like, oh, like, I'm lucky, I don't know. You put in the work. You put in the hours. You showed that dedication. Your mom, like, I've been introduced. Your mom looks into your stream, like, once a day. But here's the thing. That means every day she's opening that door and she's seeing you work. She's seeing you live, on camera, ready to go. Day in, day out, hustling.
Thanks.
That grind and dedication, it sends a ripple out. And that's what that ripple is. Yeah. Now the wave is starting to just hit back. And it's a beautiful thing, and I'm super happy for you, because I know what that must have meant to you.
Oh, well, thank you. It genuinely, like, it hit weirdly, but it hit nicely. It was a nice feeling, finally, like, to be accepted, to have this basically accepted as a job. Yeah, it was something, that's for sure.
Let's go. You love to see it.
You do love to see it.
I love it. I love it.
All right, so I think it is about that time for us to wrap this shit up.
Wrap it up like a condom!
Wrap your willy!
Bro. As they say, use two, don't do that. Anyway, Olaf, is there anything you want to say to the people before we go?
Hey, yo, can I... Beans, what the fuck? No. I don't know. Buy my merch.
Buy the club merch. Go to twitch.tv/basedolaf. Follow twitter.com/basedolaf. Go to youtube.com. I don't know if he has the URL, but go to his YouTube channel too. Anything else? Stream Motherfucker and Motherfucker Remix and Little Album.
No, don't stream Little Album.
Stream it. Stream that too.
Stream
all that shit.
Stream all that shit. In the future, watch out for me and Frost's cosplay of Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Let's go.
We're gonna do it. I've been already looking at the cosplays. They cost a lot of money. Yep. But we move on.
You know what you gotta do? Donate. Donations. Donation, gifts. Subs. Donations.
So much shit. And then obviously, if you can, help me. Okay. I don't know if this is coming out on YouTube and like on the podcast. Like, whether you release a podcast again
sometime next week. Hopefully.
Sometime.
I don't know if we're gonna hit 1.5k in that time, but if we don't, I would like hit me up with the one. Hit me with the follow, and then we do a 24-hour stream.
Let's go.
So, my first 24-hour fucking. Yeah.
This is your third or your fourth?
Fourth.
Let's go. Love to see it.
And yeah, I feel like that's that. And shout out to all my homies in. Nerdcore. Habibi, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.